Right, so a fresh start with Vril. Eagerly awaited newly installed manager Niall McGuinness intending to rebuild the team after near relegation last season. They're one of the first Dafabet Welsh Premier League teams to be playing on a Sunday. The fixtures split over the weekend this season, of course, landed now at 3 p.m. on the 14th of August. I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by a few of those new faces, Andreas Alvarado, Ollie Buckley and Robert Hughes. Robert, we'll start with you first. Rill looks completely different to what it did.
Yeah, quite a few new faces, yeah. There's like four or five of us that are there from last season. A few local lads which are looking to prove themselves that they can play in the Welsh Prem from the lower leagues. So, looking forward to it, yeah.
And there was a bit of a meeting, wasn't there, at the tail end of last season about this plan to be really local and as much Rill born and Rill bred. Is there enough of a talent pool in Rill to do well in the Welsh Premier League?
Yeah, they're not all from Rill. There's a few from around Prestatyn area and stuff like that. But yeah, I reckon there is. We all work hard for each other. All want to play for Rill. And if one of us makes a mistake, we all knuckle in and get it done, yeah.
So how much do you know about some of the new guys that have joined you?
I know quite a few of them from around ours, yeah. Just looking forward to get started with them.
Ollie, you have obviously seen what happened to Rill last season. It was a disappointing season. What needs to be done this season to get the wins?
So it's just hard work. Everyone needs to work for each other. We're a new team, really, completing. Everyone's gelled really well. It's pre-season. Everyone's working hard for each other. And it's just working hard for everyone. Everyone will make a mistake, but we all need to come together as a group and try and work as hard as we can to get the wins.
Now, to be fair, the boss has been bringing in new signings since June or even May, so he's not brought a lump in. You've been able to get to know people as you've gone along, really.
Yeah, he's tried to fill in the positions as he sees talent that will be able to come in and improve the squad. But just as a squad as a whole, we're all gelled really well, going to be working hard, and I think we can do really well this season, surprise a few people.
The pre-season games you've played so far, half-decent results. In fact, I've got to finish with you quickly because you're off to play Liverpool later on, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's not just the results but the performances as well. Everyone's putting in 100% effort and we're doing really well. I think it's not all about the results but the performances. The results will come as the performances get better and we're getting better every game we play.
And for people who don't know you, your style of play, what you do, give us a potted history.
Same as centre forward who just works really hard, gets stuck in and obviously just try and work as hard as I can and then chances will come, hopefully put them in the back of the net.
And the final person to join us on the podcast, Andreas, who's definitely a new signing. Andreas, you do the introduction for yourself. Where have you come from? You're certainly a real local lad, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a real local lad, yeah. I started off with Abergele, then I moved up to the Cymru Alliance, played for Conway. And then, obviously, like I said, I'm a real lad myself, so I had a word with Niall, and I'd love to play for Rill. As younger, I used to go to watch Rill play away, like Clonakilty, etc., travelling down, and I always thought to myself that I'd want to play against Bangor in the Welsh Prem, you know what I mean, give them a hiding. as a real lad myself, I just love the atmosphere, what it brings, and the feistiness of that game. And also, I want to prove myself to Niall, to the lads. Also, I want to prove myself to the real fans. Hopefully, I can make a name for myself in the Welsh Prem. But
you're definitely a real boy if you want to beat Bangor.
Yeah, definitely. That's the biggest game I'm looking forward to. I want to give them a really good hiding like this season. I watched them the back end of last season. I know what happened when Bangor came back from behind in one light, but I just wish I was on the pitch there to give me a... I just want to do them this season, to be fair, yeah.
And you've, as boys, have probably seen what Rill can achieve in this league. The golden days, the trips to Europe, the top of the league. What needs to be done to get you back there?
Hard work, really. And I think the way we're going with all the local lads in the togetherness pre-season, you can just tell that we're all starting to gel. It's not like there's no one like... how can I say it? There's no one left in the shadows. It's like we're all together and... It's just training, even in training, we're all together. And I think it's kind of like, I can see it going like, everyone's going to think we're the underdogs because we're a brand new team. But look, Leicester done it. So I don't see why we can't give it a good go and hopefully get into Europa League or like Champions League position, you know what I mean? So for this season and do well for Niall in the fans, get the fans back watching good football.
That's a pretty high level, bearing in mind you were technically relegated last season. So talk about Europa League.
Well, yeah, but... It's one of them. You never know what can happen, do you? Hopefully, obviously, we'd love to stay up and we don't want to get relegated. That's going to be the first option. But I'd personally love to try and get into Europe. I've always loved like watching Europa League football and Champions League football, but to play in it yourself, I know it's a big ask, but you never know, do you? You just never know. So I'd be happy if we stayed up, but if the manager wants us to try and achieve something, then we've got to try our best to try and do that, haven't we? So I'm not saying we're going to go and win the league, but we've got a good chance as anyone. You never know.
And you've been bagging them in the Cymru Alliance. That is a tough league, and I think it prepares people well for this league, actually. But what's your feeling on that?
Well, that's a different standard, isn't it? You've got this league, obviously, you're watching it, you've got to be a lot fitter, and it's more physical. So if your chances come, you've got to take them. Where there's the Cymru Alliance, you can probably miss a chance and get another chance in the game and to score. But this one seems to me that you've got to just take your chances as they come. If you miss, then you're going to get a bollocking.
is there intent? You can say that, it's a podcast, it doesn't matter. Is there intensity in that Cymru Alliance league, though? Because you play a lot more teams, I think, don't you, in the Cymru Alliance?
Well, yeah, you do play a lot more teams, and there's more teams, I'd say, can win the league in that sort of league, where there's, we know the main teams what are up there all the time in the Welsh Prem.
Now, the gaffer has called you the one to watch. Did you pay him £5 for that?
£20 it was. No, I don't know. He must see something in me. Hopefully show the fans this season. I just want them getting back watching real, watching good football, and you know what I mean, get behind us and that, get real back to how they used to be after last season. I just want to give it 110% for Niall, the fans, and the lads who I play with, all the local mates. You know what I mean? So it's just good to be with a bunch of lads who are locally, who can give it 110%, and you know you're going to get a decent performance off them every time.
Quick and athletic striker, he's described you as well. Just give us a sense, for those who haven't seen you play, where you like to be on the pitch, right moment, right time.
Anywhere in the final third, really. Trying to score, either on the wing or up front. I think to myself, I've got decent, good movement. So hopefully if I feed off the lads what I've seen in pre-season, I'll be getting a lot of the ball and hopefully a lot of chances to score, to be fair. But like I said, I'll have to take my chances, otherwise Ollie's going to be on my back all the time.
I mean, there are 17 changes to the other side from last season, Ollie. You know, there's a lot of new faces in. So I suppose one thing that comes across there is Niall wants competition, and he is making sure you lot know that if you fail, somebody's there to take your place.
Yeah, so that's what we need, though. So everyone does give it 110% every game. It's not just like we're obviously competing against each other, but if someone's on the pitch and you're on the bench, you're there, you want them to do well. You want them to score goals and just do the best. The best thing is for the team and just all coming together to make the team a better place to be as well. Everyone's mates. It's good. There's no like cliques or anything like that. It's just the togetherness to win every game that we can.
Now, a lot has been made when Niall joined the club, or took the first team role, about the age. Now, age ain't nothing but a number, but you've got a gaffer, effectively, who's, if not the same age as you, either younger or older than some of you have. How would you deal with that? I mean, he's obviously got your respect in terms of what he's given you and what he's taught you, but was that a bit odd?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, age is just a number. He's doing really well, doing his A licence today. We won't be at a game. But obviously, we respect him because obviously he's done really well for himself. Really have given him the chance at 24 to be the manager. And I think it's a good thing, because obviously then, because he's so young, he's giving young lads a chance. Like the 16-year-old you and yesterday playing, he doesn't see age is just a number, and he sees that, and he'll give it. If you're good enough, you play. It's not about the age.
And that 16-year-old was with the Real Development Squad at 9 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Quite amazing. He will be a talent. What do you see in Niall that inspires you?
Just the drive. He lives football, obviously. Even when there's not a first team game, it'll be at an academy game. He's obviously always looking for new talent, and just the drive. He lives football. That's what we need to do as well this season.
Well, the season starts very quickly. Rob, we'll come to you now. That first game of the season, it is against NPD Llandudno, the artist formerly known as NBI Llandudno. They caused a few shocks last season, didn't they? And you wonder whether they're going to go on and go even better, or it's second season syndrome for them.
Yeah, they have got a good squad there. They look well prepared. Like, I reckon we're hard to break down. Like, not many teams have broke us down in pre-season. They've all been wonder strikes or off off our mistakes, but if we capitalise on that, then hopefully we can do well. Like, but I don't see many teams breaking us down this season.
And there's one player who's gone to NPD Llandudno know who you might already have some info on, a former colleague.
Oh yeah, John Owen, yeah. Good lad, John Owen, yeah. Very powerful, strong, can score goals from, as we've seen against Bangor. He's very clinical. I like, played well with John, linked up with him. But good luck to the lad, yeah.
It's all right, you nutmegged him in training at least twice, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, all the best, of course. It starts for you against NPD Llandudno. Just one final thought from you, Rob, about the people who you've got around you, the new guys. How inspired are you? How happy are you? And that whole thing that's coming across, that ethos of this is real, we are from real, we want to play for real.
Yeah, that's, people will be scared to come to Bellevue now, or the Corbett Sports, I reckon, because it's just the lads, we all know each other, so it's the chemistry's there already. And then Niall's got us working hard, shuffling across. The teams won't break us down this season, I don't think.
Brilliant. Well, gents, hopefully you make some more appearances on the Welsh Premier League podcast during the season. I'll be harassing you for interviews. All the best for the season. And don't forget, you can listen to the rest of the audio on the Real website.